First, tell me about your son's achievements.
Darren was an Air Force Lieutenant Colonel. He was a graduate of course, Callaway County High School and also Vanderbilt University. After college, he and his wife joined the Peace Corps, and they were in Papua New Guinea for 2 years. Then after that, he joined the Air Force. He has had earned 3 master's degrees while he was in the Air Force. He was a South Asia regional strategist, a linguist. He was proficient in Pashto and Spanish and had a working knowledge of Dari and Arabic. One of his main accomplishments was in his 2009 deployment when he was instrumental in rebuilding a radio station in Kalat, Afghanistan. I think he was often described as being a friend of the Afghan people. He enjoyed his work, he enjoyed the people, and was working for the people. I think his biggest accomplishments, though, were being an outstanding father, and he was a humanitarian.
Remind me of the name he chose for himself for the Afghanis to call him by.
Yes, it was Ihsan, and its meaning was the meaning is generous.
What was his job in Afghanistan?
Well, at the time of his death, he was working in the Afghan Interior Ministry, where he was a South Asia regional affairs strategist and was assisting the international security forces at the Afghan Interior Ministry in Kabul. With his knowledge of Afghan culture and being fluent in Pashto, he was able to gain the trust of the Afghan people and also help to create an understanding with the NATO troops.
Now, hearing of his death, classmates of his in the class of 86 at Callaway County High School started a scholarship fund. And on Mother's Day, this Sunday, you are raising money for that scholarship fund at your home.
Yes, that's what I am doing. I felt that would be a good way to spend Mother's Day and help the scholarship effort.
Is it called Art in the Garden?
Art in the Garden.
Tell me about your garden.
Okay, well, I'll just kind of take you on a little tour. In your mind, just kind of visualize as I try to describe it. We'll start by going past the little fairy garden. That was started several years ago when my granddaughters were little girls, and they're now 12 and 14. And they still give me fairy things for the garden. We'll go past that, and we will enter the patio through an arbor, which my husband built, and it is covered with the show-stopping pink Martin rose. And she really has an interesting lineage. Peggy Martin's home near New Orleans was covered with 20 foot of salt water for 2 weeks after Hurricane Katrina. And Peggy lost both of her parents in the hurricane. When she was finally allowed to return to her home, the only thing that was alive was this little rose, and also I think it was a lily, maybe. Bill Welch from Texas A&M was a friend of Peggy's. When she told him the story, he took a cutting of it, of this rose, and that became the mother plant. And from that cutting, he propagated it and sold it to several nurseries in the South with and proceeds from the sale, a portion of it went to the restoration of a garden that was destroyed in the hurricane. So I think it's a really neat story. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful, beautiful rose. It's very aggressive. She's usually in full bloom now, but with the cool weather, she's trying really hard, but she just hasn't broken into bloom, but there are lots of buds on it.
Mm.
And we'll go under the arbor, through the arbor, and we'll be on the patio, and on the patio, there's a cascading waterfall that my husband, Randy, built for my 60th birthday. He is an engineer, and if I want something, he finds a way to create it. He's very good at that. And then we'll just go around back into the garden, down a little path behind the carport, and enter the butterfly garden and the hummingbird garden, where I have red honeysuckle vine and large butterfly bush, lantana, parsley, which is a butterfly host plant, yarrow, iris, roses, just various garden flowers there. Then we go on back into the potager, which is a French term for kitchen garden. And there's a 5-foot strawberry pyramid, again, constructed by my husband. And interestingly, I wanted this pyramid because I wanted to get my strawberries off of the ground because the snails were eating them. I read this morning that marigolds attract snails, and I have marigolds planted at the top of this pyramid. So, gardening is a never-ending learning process. In the vegetable garden, I have beets, basil, tomatoes, garlic, kale, pansy, and I also have some fruit. I have 4 blueberry bushes, and they're loaded with little blueberries. If I can keep the birds away, we should have a bumper crop. And I have a little fig orchard with 4 fig trees. After eating fresh figs in California, we knew we had to grow them. They're just a bit of a bother, but they're worth it. They're very good. We have to give them winter protection.
Mm-hmm.
In the Pataschet, there is a gray garden shed with red doors and red shutters, another one of Randy's projects built to my specification. And inside, it's painted a bright yellow with a lime green accent and has bookshelves and that hold my gardening books and a desk where I can sit and research, make notes. And I have a little refrigerator that I store cold drinks and garden seeds, and a radio where I listen to WKMS quite often. And then on the side of there's a little porch that has a potting, custom-built potting bench. And I also have a greenhouse. Last year, we put in a meditative garden, and it has like a soft-sounding fountain and a bench where I can sit and relax and maybe enjoy a glass of wine in the evening and admire my day's work. I have an outdoor sink back there and a rain barrel. We'll just end the tour where gardening actually begins, and that's the compost system. I have 2 bins and a tumbler. I have 2 vermicomposting bins in the basement, and I mix worm castings from that with my outdoor compost that add additional nutrients. And that is my garden. It sounds like it's a large garden, but actually it's very small. It's all on the back half of the city lot on Buckner Lane. Needless to say, there's not any grass back there to mow.
It sounds like you as a master gardener and your husband as your engineer have a fine thing going. Sunday, you will have information there about being a master gardener. In addition to all of the splendid art, tell me about what will be on display for sale.
Okay. I have 16 artists that plan to be here exhibiting. I've got the Paducah Wastelanders Group will be here. E.J. Abel, who has been instrumental in helping to get this this project going, she will be exhibiting, as will Christy Hansen and just several from the Wastelanders. Bill Ford, I think you know Bill, he will be here and exhibiting. Mark McCoy has some fine garden photographies that he will be putting in the auction. And let's see, who else do we have going to be here? Janae Jarrett Ray. Janae is Jarrett. She is a former Cowley County person. Now she lives in North Carolina. And she won't be here, but she has donated an alcohol ink and resin painting. Mickey Garrison from Callaway County Middle School. I believe he's a counselor there now. He was a classmate of Darren's, and he will be here. Susan Edwards will be here. I just have several of the local artists will be. I have quilts and bottle trees from West Kentucky Community and Technical College, a floral basket from Eads Nursery, quilts and handcrafted baskets from a little quilt group up in Sterling, Illinois. So we have just a variety of art that will be here for auctioning and to buy, and some of it will be just for exhibit.
Tell me again the time and how people find your garden.
Sure. It will be from 2 to 5 on Sunday, on Mother's Day, at 3223 Buckner Lane.
And have you prior knowledge that there will be no rain?
I have a rain plan, which will include a tour of the house, I'm afraid. But the forecast looks good right now.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Chris, for speaking with me, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Kate.